In recent years, medicinal cannabis has been increasingly debated in Parliament and the media. Professor Ingrid Scheffer from the University of Melbourne has been overseer on a 14-week trial that studies the effect of cannabidiol on children who suffer an extremely debilitating form of epilepsy called Dravet syndrome. After the trial, 5% of the children experienced a complete lack of seizures, and nearly half of the trial recording a 50% drop in the number of seizures. The Wire's John O'Van asked why this research is an important step.
Well, this is a super exciting study because for the first time it shows that medicinal cannabis, and in particular the cannabidiol component, is effective in treating severe childhood epilepsy.
5% of participants, or 3 patients out of 60, were seizure-free after 14 weeks. What do you mean by seizure-free?
This study was performed in children with Dravet syndrome, which is a very severe epilepsy that begins in infancy, often with prolonged seizures that are life-threatening, and then the child will go on to develop other seizure types. So in this study, we found that 3 out of 60 children on the cannabidiol arm of the study became seizure-free. That's 5%. And that's the finding that we often have in new anti-epileptic drug trials.
How will this research look for other people who suffer from other forms of epilepsy rather than Dravet syndrome?
This is a critical question. Is cannabidiol going to be good for all of epilepsy, or is it just Dravet syndrome? At present, we don't know the answer to that, but I'm optimistic that we will begin to get some more answers soon. We're currently involved with a study of focal epilepsies in adults of normal intellect, and we should get those results about whether cannabidiol gel works in 6 to 12 months. So what's happening now are a number of other studies are underway to look at whether cannabidiol works in other forms of epilepsy. And if it does, then it will be great to have that as another drug that we can use for our patients.
How will we be able to get doctors to be able to prescribe medications such as these?
The change in legislation has not been related to this trial at all, and that has really been driven by the government and by community demand. And cannabidiol has just been made Schedule 4 by the government, while THC is still Schedule 8 and much harder to access. So for cannabidiol, that means that a doctor can prescribe it, but we still have a huge issue with trying to get access to medication because it's going to be very expensive and it's not clear who's going to fund it if people want to trial cannabidiol.
How do we balance the positive outcomes with the side effects?
Well, the first thing to say is that the cannabidiol looks to be effective in a severe form of epilepsy, but it's no better than the drugs we currently use. Having said that, most of these children, or all of them, are poorly controlled, and therefore having another drug that might help us and could potentially make that child seizure-free is well worth trialling in that child.
How have the families reacted to the way that their children have come out of this?
In terms of if we can make a patient seizure-free with a medicine, it's life-changing for the families and for the child. For the child, because they're not having seizures, they can get on with learning, which is what a child's job description is. And for the parents, it means they don't have to live on this edge of terror that their child might have a life-threatening seizure. Becoming seizure-free is the holy grail that we look for.
Professor Ingrid Scheffer, paediatric neurologist and physician scientist from the University of Melbourne and Austin Health, speaking to The Wire's John O'Van.